Okay, we're starting on page Kufayin Ches in Simon Shin Lamadalad, Seif Chof Vav. Page Kufayin Ches, Simon Shin Lamadalad, Seif Chof Vav. And we're going to discover in this Seif the real bottom line nowadays for all these cases of fire. We've discussed many different cases of what you can take out, what you can't take out. And don't leave early before you learn Seif Chof Vav to really get the bottom line that's more relevant nowadays. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yochel Leima Bifnei. Eino Yehudi, one's allowed to tell a Gentile, make the following announcement, not set tapes. You can make the announcement, call him a Chabe Eino Masid. You can make the announcement in front of him, whoever extinguishes won't lose out. Afim Eino Mezuman Kan, Yochali Koyse Shiyova, and even if he's not here right now, you can call him to come. Afal Pi Shavada Yechabe Kashiyova, even though he certainly will put out the fire when he comes. Vechen Koko Yosef Bezeh, Vehezit Habobit, or any other type of similar situation where there's a sudden damage that came. Unexpected damage. We're going im nisoya chavish shel yayin. For example, if you have a barrel of wine that kind of cracked and is falling apart, yochol likoy ein yehudi afa pishu vaday yitaknena kesher yavoy. You have to call a Gentile to come, even though he will certainly fix the barrel when he comes. We'll see more about barrels in the next sermon. That'll be tomorrow. Okay, back to page Kufayin Ches now, and with the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Samach Zayin. Yochel Leima, you're allowed to tell a Gentile, make an announcement in front of the Gentile, whoever extinguishes won't lose out. Kol she'eino oimelei kabei, if only you don't explicitly tell him, extinguish it. V'ayim b'yoyedei, simen vish chof alef, sif ches, demash mesham deleima b'loshen noichach, noichach, im techabe lei tafsid, gam kein eino v'shai. It seems from in Yoyedei vish chof alef that you're not allowed to say, if you extinguish, you will not lose out. That will be too direct. That's not allowed. So Zeo Gamkein, Ko'im Eloi, Kabeik, that's almost like he's actually telling him to extinguish. Ele B'loshen, Kolam Mechaber, Dela Oma Ka'oma, the only case that's permitted is if you say, whoever puts out the fire, that's kind of a general statement, not specifically telling him to do it. Shulti Giborim, Mesadit, Lahakel, Bazel, In Indaleka, whereas Shulti Giborim says, it's Meko in the case, this case that we just mentioned, of im techabel tafsid, if you extinguish, you will not lose out. If we're talking about fire, the shulti gemara is mekel. V'ayim mashikol samav le'el simon shin zayin, seif yud tes, look what we said earlier. Sif kodan samaches bifnei ein yehudi, in front of a goy. Afilo hu schiroi hamuskar lo lezman, even if he's hired him to work for him for a certain period of time, that the same then applies. Aval osu lo imale ein yehudi lechabois lekol ha'alma. But everyone agrees you cannot tell a Gentile to put out the fire. On to page 356. The cave into Adam Ball on the Moine, Hashin de Shawisle, Asle Chabuye Hubatsmai. If you're allowed to explicitly tell a goy to put the fire out, we're worried that the person who is so much panicking over his money, he might even, if we permit him to do that, he might even come to put the fire out himself. Zulas Bekisei Kodesh, Mutalaimalen Yehudi, Lechabois, Bifnei, Bizoin, Kisei Kodesh. The exception being that if there are Kisei Kodesh inside the house, you're actually allowed to explicitly tell the goy to put the fire out. In order to save the disgrace to the Kisvei HaKodesh. Different types of holy writing we discussed, the Kanal, Sish Yutres, Din Hatzola, Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabin, as we also discussed when talking about telling the Goy to transfer it through Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Meisus Horam V'yesh Sipuk La'at Soshneim, if you have two types of things to save, you have a corpse inside the house and you have Sforim, then and you're not sure you'll be able to save both, so which one takes priority? Meis Koidin, the corpse goes first, Boy Musukan, Boy Koidim, and if you have a type of triage situation where you have a healthy person and a person who is in danger of death anyway, and both are in the house, then it's better to save the healthy person than to save the person who anyway has his life in danger. Either Sam has his life in danger or he's in danger now because he's already been the fire's already got him. But either way you should save the healthy person first. Sikon Samachtes, Kolam Mechabe. Whoever extinguishes won't lose out. The two lema the Chazal permitted this. Mishum demetich she'adam bol on moina. Again, because the person is panicking about his money, ilo shorisli afilu b'loshen zeh asli chbeil about his money. If we don't give him at least this way of having a goy put the fire out, we're worried he's going to come to do it himself. V'chein le'inin cha hezek asli l'sakein about his money. Same thing with the other examples of sudden damage that's coming, that we're worried he's going to do it himself if we don't give him this heter. But in any other situation of other malachas, you can't just make the announcement, whoever does this malacha won't lose out, in order to go and come and do it. That is certainly not allowed in terms of Amira La'akum. says Cotton Ayin behezek habo b'toim. We say it doesn't only apply to a fire, but any other type of any type of surprise damage situation that comes. Beis Yosef Kosov the ocha the milsa nokat. The Beis Yosef writes that he's just this wording is just the normal derech, meaning to say the haya noydelam by joim haya metakna kodim, because had he known before Shabbos he would have done it before. So the writing of pitoim sudden is implying that if it was before Shabbos, then he would have fixed it already. But actually the truth is that even if he knew about it before Shabbos, for whatever reason he didn't take care of it, and now it's on Shabbos and it's going to cause damage, he's allowed to deal with it in the way that we described in Shulchan Aruch, make an announcement, whoever puts a fire, whatever, won't lose out. However, the Achorim don't bring this Beis Yosef, and therefore it's not so clear to them, it seems not so clear to them whether that's really true, that had it really been around, this damage situation had been around before Shabbos, and you did not take care of when you could have, whether you'd be allowed to do anything about it on Shabbos. Sivkod Ma'ayin Aleph, Yochale Koyle En Yehudi, and we said the Shulchan Aruch said that, again, this is in the Ramon now, that still in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch spoke about other examples of sudden damage and said that if a person's bowel suddenly looks like it's about to fall apart, a bowel of wine, you're allowed to tell a goy, call a goy, and say the same type of thing. Whoever fixes it won't lose out. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Ayin Aleph, Yochol Koy En Yehudi, Beis Yosef B'Shem Mari Abuav, we find the Beis Yosef writes in the name of Mari Abuav, Muchach du Adin, the Mutra Loimaloi Kashiyovo, Ikonam Atakin in a Masid. He can't just call, not only is he allowed to call the goy, he's also allowed to turn that Nusach that we just mentioned before, which is whoever fixes it won't lose out. Okay, so this is all the Shulchan Aruch till now, and now we get to the Ramah, which I said is really going to affect in a great way all these halachas we learned in the Siman. We've learned already, this is already the 26th Sif of the Siman. And we're coming towards the end now, and the Ramah is going to set the scene now and tell us what takes place nowadays is and how things are different nowadays to the way they were in the time of Chazal. Says the Ramah, B'chal adinim hanizkoim bedinei hadlaka hanimili bimehem. All of these dinim we've been discussing about fires were relevant in those days. But nowadays that we live amongst goyim and there's a real danger if the fire's not put out, let's see why. You are allowed to counsel all these people, you are allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos yourself, because it's a situation of sakonos nefoshes, and who acts with alacrity to do so is praiseworthy. But the truth is, it really depends. Every situation might be different. If they're sure that there'll be no danger if they don't put the fire out, then they're not allowed to put the fire out. But if there's a doubt of the possible danger, then you're even allowed to put a fire out in the house of a non-Jew, and in fact, that is the minig. So, and the Ramah now continues. The dafka lechabois hadlaka hadleka dehavi melacha sheinasicha legufa v'yesh sakana imlo yichabe. But only we're talking about putting out a fire, and putting out a fire is considered, as we discussed last time, melacha sheinasicha legufa. You're not doing it to produce a good coal, and therefore it's not, according to most Rishonim, it's not a deraisa anyway, and it's a danger if you don't put it out. That's the case we're allowing. Avar osel lechalel Shabbos kedil hadsil momoin, but you're certainly not allowed to break Shabbos in order to save money. The person did break Shabbos just to save money, then, again, there's no sakona to any person's life. If a person did do so, a person therefore needs to fast, if he did this, Avera, 40 days, Mondays and Thursdays, alternating Mondays and Thursdays, for 40 days worth. And he also should not drink wine, obviously not on those days. He shouldn't on other days drink wine and eat meat. V'yitin v'mokim chatas, and instead of the chatas that he was supposed to bring, which he can't now because there's no Beis Hamikdash, he should give yud ches pritim pshitim l'stocker. He should give 18 coins to stocker on the Beis Kufayin test now. V'myutzel liftois hatanis Yitin bad kol yom shneim asar pshitim l'stokah. And if a person wants to redeem his obligation to fast on any of those given days, those 40 days, he can pay 12 coins to stokah. Ein tor yodea mehilchus nida simon kuf behe. Look over there for other details or avirus that need tshuva and can be, in some ways, you can use money to pay off your obligation. Okay, so now we are looking at the Mishnah Berurah Kron Ayin Beis, which is two-thirds of the way down the right column on page 356. Mishum Di Yishbos HaKonos Nefoshto is because nowadays there's a danger, right? We're living amongst Koyim and there's a danger if you don't put a fire out. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shekashad Loka, Shekashad Leika Miskaberes, because when the fire increases, the goyim come along and they start snatching, grabbing, and taking different things, pillaging and taking things. If a person stands up to try to defend himself, they will kill him. So we see that any situation of fire, since it leads to these people coming and trying to take all the person's property, and he might stand up and defend himself, and it's dangerous, therefore you can put out a fire that breaks out, since we live amongst goyim. Ayin gimel b'chashash sekanas sofik, and the Rama said, if it's a situation where there's absolutely no danger, then you're not allowed to put the fire out. But if there's a concern for possible danger, you can put a fire out even in a goy's home. That's the minig. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umizeh yotza ha'heter lechabois ad leikah b'chol mokah," and this is where the heter came from, to put out a fire wherever it takes place. Ki en de'efshe imloy yichabena al yechza meyoyf sham ba'ir zokein ocholeh she'en yochol levoyach v'tavoy ad loka olav. And here's a different reason now, that if you don't put the fire out, it could be that there's somewhere in that city where the fire might spread, some elderly person or some sick person who's not able to run away from the fire, and he will be killed if you leave the fire burning to spread. I'm Ashi Kozan Le'el, Sif Kalden Dalad, look at the beginning of the sermon in Mishnah Berurah, the way he wrote. Sif Gonayin Dalad, Mutal Chabois, so we said that you're allowed to put the fire out, even if it's in a goy's home. Mitzah Lo'idia, Zois Barabim, the Mutal Chabois, and it's a mitzah to publicize this and to inform the public that you are allowed to put out a fire. If there's any remote chance of danger, you are allowed to put the fire out yourself, I mean, even a Jew. Ayin hei, dahavi melacha. Putting out a fire is generally melacha shein sicha legufi. You're not doing it to produce a coal, you're doing it just to stop your item from burning. And that's why we find a leniency in putting a fire out, because on the most Rishonim is drabbanon. So Mishnah Berurah is the last line of the right column. Be'adavazeh le'el reishayin chesim, and Mishnah Berurah sif kotten gimel. You want more explanation of this idea in sif legufa by extinguishing look in reishayin ches, Mishnah Berurah over there. Sif kotten ayin vav she'ina sif legufa. It's considered to be a melacha she'in sif legufa. Peirush, what does that mean? Ve'kelamanda oma ena chayav alav. And there's an opinion, which is Rabbi Shimon, which is most Rishonim, who hold that you're not chayav, you haven't done a melacha d'oraisa if you do it in sif legufa. Here, again, you're not putting out the fire to produce a coal, which would be a sich legufa. You're doing it for a different reason, and therefore it's drabbanon, according to those opinions. V'kelekameh sif chozan, as we'll see also in the next sif. That'll be tomorrow. V'emes le'inin kibui b'chidinach. But the truth is, when it comes to extinguishing, we mention this really for no reason. Da'afili ihava kibui melacha sich legufa, because even if it would be a real melacha sich legufa, putting out a fire, gam kein mut, it would still be okay. Since he already told us, it's a danger. It will be dangerous if we don't put the fire out. We don't need it to be downgraded to drabbanon to make it mutter. But the reason he wrote this idea of this being a drabbanon is for the latter part of the din. That to save your money is also to put the fire out, even though it's an ena sicha legufa, or any other malacha in sichul gufa, you would not be allowed to do to save your money. Because when it comes to money, you're not allowed to break Shabbos even with a drabbanon in order to save your money. Ach im hu balchoiv v'safek shepesu ein yehudim yeshesal b'zeh. But unless we're talking about a situation where a person is a debtor, he owes money to goyim, and he's worried that the goyim will kidnap him and lock him up, and that would be not so great for him, possibly in danger. If he does not put the fire out, means, let's say he's got an item or the money that's of a goy in his home, and if it gets burnt, then they're gonna grab him and kidnap him and take him and lock him up. Then there's what to talk about. And that which the Rama went on to say, that if a person broke Shabbos, then he was to go through different ways of tshuva. That's talking about other situations, not the case of a fire here. But when it comes to extinguishing, there is no tshuva process for extinguishing the fire. Why not? Because we don't want other people to refrain from putting fires out when they're supposed to, because of a concern that maybe they have to do a whole tshuva process if they're judging it wrong. So we know that most situations of fire, almost all situations of fires, are dangerous and they should be put out. But if you start telling people that when they put out when they weren't supposed to, they're going to need a whole tshuva process, then that might cause them to refrain from putting out the fire. We don't want that, and therefore there is no tshuva process to go through in terms of fasting, etc., for a person who extinguished a fire when he wasn't supposed to. Sifkon ein zayin, certainly is that nice. And the process of tshuva here is that you have to fast 40 days, Mondays and Thursdays, alternating Monday and Thursdays, so it's going to take him, let's say, 20 weeks roughly to do it. Even if he only did an issur drabanan of transferring something, or sorry, of himself, let's say, going outside the trum, he would also need tshuva in this way. And also when it comes to a person who carried a candle in order to save his money, that the Dogma of Vava says, Noda Yehuda says, you have to do tshuva in terms of fasting, 40 days of fasting, for breaking the issur drabanan of muksa in this case, carrying a candle, which might be worse than just muksa, because it might be putting the oil close, but when you move the oil candle, you move the oil closer to the wick, that could be much worse. Ach, shenir lahakel bezeh b'tainis shloisha yomim bahab, but the Mishnah Berurah comes out, no, 3 days of fasting, Monday, Thursday, Monday would be sufficient. And that might even apply in the issur drabanan of trumim if you broke it. Where we saw already earlier that Magen Avraham says you have to fast 40 days. Obviously, we're talking here about there was no fear, there wasn't such a major loss, and therefore he didn't really need to save come outside the trum, etc. And he did it. That would need a proper tshuva. 40 days of fasting. If you don't have to do it in the summer, you can push it off until the winter when the days are shorter, because you're fasting from Alef Hashachar until the end of the day, until Sefer Kechavim. That's obviously much shorter in the winter. You're allowed to push off your 40 fast till the winter. All this applies, even whether it's a Doraisa Doron that he did wrong. And the case, though, is when he did it b'shoigig, inadvertently, he forgot it was Shabbos, or forgot this is the Malacha. If you look at Shabbos, amazingly, even if he actually did it intentionally, the case would be, for example, he dug a pit in order to hide his money inside because people were coming to rob him. But a person who intentionally sinned just to fulfill his desires, not because he was afraid of losing or whatever, he needs much more atonement than that. Because these tshuva we describe, 40 days of fasting, is for a person who did it with shoigig, or it wasn't so severe. But a person who intentionally broke Shabbos because he had desire to do so, a desire to whatever it might be, drive to somewhere and whatever and do something, and he just had a taiva to do so, that is much more severe. It means much greater atonement, because this person, if there will be a Sanhedrin, he would be chayv skila. If not, then he would be chayv kori for what he did, and therefore he needs a much greater tshuva process than we've described here. Mishachilal Shabbos, Mishim Pikoch Nefesh, in Sach Kapar Klal, a person who broke Shabbos to save a life, he would not need any kapar, he's actually done a mitzvah. These women who they light an extra candle because they gave birth on Shabbos, and it's instead of they did something wrong by giving birth on Shabbos, and there was chilul Shabbos as a result. That's hoilus v'sichlus. That's the absolute foolishness to require any type of extra tshuva or whatever for giving birth on Shabbos, because that was b'koch nefesh, and it's definitely, they did nothing wrong. Ayin tes, v'lo yechol basa, this person who's doing tshuva, he shouldn't drink wine or eat meat. Hainu, balayla, sha'acha tainis, that's talking about the night after the tainis, not stam during the week, but fasting during the day, and after the tainis at night, he shouldn't eat meat or drink wine. And then we said, yudches pshitim, 18 coins he needs to give. We said, instead of chatas, he needs to give 18 coins to stocker. And the onto page Kufa and Jess, we'll try and finish it off now. But Kecheshbin Chof Zayin Mois, which is 27 coins. What is that? Chamisha. So it's around 5 gold coins. Kichol. He goes to the Cheshbon now. Kichol Peshit Hu Gadol V'Chatzi Polnitz, because every Peshit coin is the equivalent of 1.5 Polish coins. If you know what that is. V'Chol Gadol Hu Ma. And every, and again, there's every Peshit is 1.5 Polish Gadols, and every Gadol is a Ma. If you follow that cheshbon, good. If not, then why about it? But tam l'shir zeh shekosu ha'poiskim who been play shezeh haya pachis sheba kvasim oy sheba izim ba'isa ha'is. The reason this number came up is because that was for the minimum value of a sheep or of a goat that you need to bring as a korban. As chatas. But atach sarach litin shir zeh l'stoka, that's where you have to give that money to stoka shahari kishar beis hamikdash kayim haya chayv la'vi chatas. If you did a melacha, otherwise you'd have to bring a korban from one of these things, a sheep or a goat, and it's that value that you're going to be spending. We don't want you to sin and gain, and therefore you have to give that money away. Make sure you're not saying, I'm giving this money as my chatas. Rather, you're saying, it's in place of a chatas. That's a chayadam. The kosra for him. Correct would be to read the parasha of Chatas and to understand what you're reading and understand the process of its sacrifice. Whoever learned the Torah of the Korban Chatas is if he brought the Korban Chatas. And the last one for the day, Pei Aleph, Shnei Masar Pshitim. So we said, if he wants, he can redeem, and instead of fasting, he can give a certain amount to stocker, and that will be 12 pshitim to stocker. Shehu chai mois, which is 18 mois coins, ma coins. But though shir apokos im eshaloi, that's the minimum to give. By al she yitin yosef, but someone who's rich should give more. Hakolei lifi asher, everything according to his wealth. Shehu tam hapidin, because the whole point of the redemption of these fasts is sheshokol saha mamon keneged saha timeless, that the pain you get from losing the money needs to be equivalent to the pain of the fasting, and that's why we have these numbers. Adkan.